Perhaps the greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Hello and thank you for inviting your homes on this beautiful Sunday morning. This is the day the Lord has made. The Bible said we could and we should rejoice and be glad therein. And I'm so glad that you've opened your homes, your automobiles, the convalescent places, the penitentiaries, wherever you are. I might come into your home and tell you, yes, there is truly something you can believe in. And that something truly is Jesus Christ. Well, let's get our broadcast started by doing this beautiful song for you.
There are walls made by man, built by frail and human hand, that an enemy can scale and get to you. But there's one protecting me from my greatest enemy. It's a wall that Satan can't break through. Sometimes a wall of grace, sometimes a wall of faith, other times it's sweet mercy that I need. But the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me. Oh, my brother, when I'm weak, would you stand instead for me and pray a fortress round me strong won't move? And I promise you today, when I bow my knee to pray, I'll do my best to build a wall of prayer for you. Sometimes a wall of grace, sometimes a wall of faith, other times it's sweet mercy that I need. But the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me.
Calls me from a world of care.
Oh, but the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me.
Yes, when everything else fails, pray. There is power in prayer. Jesus said, the disciples said, teach us how to pray. And we need to know how to pray. And when you're praying, ask God, believe in God. All things are possible to them that will believe. Well, I ran into a tape the other day of Clyde Murphy. My Clyde and I were great friends, and the trio, and Paul Height, and those, that family. I appreciate them. I hope that they're listening this morning, and I want to do this song for you right here. And this one is by Clyde Murphy and the trio, and he's been gone several years now, but he belonged to my church there in Skelton. So let's remember that family today.
Joys are flowing like a river since the Comforter has come. He abides with us forever, makes the trusting heart his home. Now blessed quiet night. Oh, holy quiet night. What a shine in my soul. Oh, on the light's stormy sea, Jesus speaks to me. And now my life ceases to run. The rain that falls from heaven, like the sunlight from the sky, so the Holy Spirit given falls upon us from on high. Blessed
quiet night,
oh holy quiet. What a shining in my soul. Oh, on the light's stormy sea, Jesus speaks to me. And my beloved sees to
roll.
What a wonderful salvation when we all see his face. Oh, what a peaceful habitation. What a quiet, quiet resting place. Now bless you, quiet. Oh, holy quiet. What a shoot in my soul. Stormy sea, Jesus speaks to me, and my billows cease to roll.
All right, that was Clyde Murphy and his trio, and I appreciate them. Clyde's been gone for several years now. I don't know whether his wife is still living, and Wanda and Paul Height. I know that Paul's gone, and I appreciate them. They came to my church when I was there. And we enjoyed each other's fellowship, and I appreciate them. And I'm going to do another song by them in just a moment. But right now, let's go and do this song for you. And I hope you enjoy this one. And this one, I love this song right here. I hope you do, too. Let's give it a listen to and see how you like it. It says, I'm flying higher than I've ever been.
I have heard once a bird has a broken wing. It will never fly higher anymore. Let me tell you what I know. That's not always so. For once I lay helpless and so I fell from above like a wounded dove with no hope of ever climbing again. But with grace from above and God's marvelous love, I'm flying higher than I've ever been. Higher than I've ever been. Higher than yesterday. Their egos can't soar. I can see heaven's door. I'm flying higher than I've ever been. Higher. Well, I feel by the way. Life's wounded prey, and old Satan, like a vulture, swept low. In my darkest hour, he came to devour what was left of my dying soul. As low as I could get, but God not finished yet. He seemed more good than I had ever saw in me. Now I live above the doubt, so high in the clouds that I can't see the top of the tree. Higher than I've ever been, I'm higher than yesterday. Their eagles can't soar. I can see heaven's door. I'm flying higher than I've ever been. Their eagles can't soar. I can see heaven's door. I'm flying higher.
This past week said she heard the broadcast, and I hope that she's listening today. I appreciate all of you. I could take the time and mention names, but I'm not going to do that. We're just going to go ahead and do another recitation for you here. But I do want to send this up to Don. I appreciate Don. He helped me to get the computer when the last one broke down, and it's hard to keep the equipment going. But Don, I appreciate you. And Don said he loves to hear me do the recitation. So, Don, I'm going to do this especially just for you. The recitation, me, Pap, and Mother.
When I was just a little tyke, I was set at the table between my Pap and my Mother. Pap, well, he would feed me on one side and on the other my Mother. Oh, we were old chums back then, Pap, me and Mother. On Sunday, we would take a walk through the woods and across the pastures. Pappy always carried his old cane, while Mother and I would pick at the daisies in the lane. Sometimes my older sister was along, and other times it was just Pap, me and Mother. Pap, it seemed, as we would walk along, he would have his head down. He was thinking and couldn't hear me or Mother. Well, the old cowbell would be clinging, and the long lines in his face seemed to tell that he was worried about one thing or another. We did not understand, me, Sis, nor Mother. I grew up and I went away. I left the old farm. Just thinking about that day still brings a choke to me. Now, it would have been all right living with my older brother, but I just never could forget leaving the old farm, Pap, and my Mother. I went back one day and I found Pap all pale and hollow. Saw right off he'd soon be going where none of us could follow. The long streaks of his face showed just how he loved each other, and we would have to talk real fast to hold back the tears, for his eyes were saying just how much he hated to leave me, Sis, and Mother. Well, Pap went on, but Mother still living. But soon she will too, I reckon. She tells me sometime she just can't seem to see Pap as he's standing there with his hand beckoning. Life ain't long, and I'll go myself one day or another. But then we'll all be back together, me, Pap, and Mother. Well, the pretty hill, the new roads to walk, and just to sit down at the river of life. and never more to weary. We'll hear the great choirs of heaven singing, me, Pap, and Mother. And Gab, well, we'll play, and Gabriel's trumpet will sound. The beautiful birds will sing to one another. And there we will never more part.
Remember him.
Was the resurrection true? You see, I must be thoroughly convinced. My soul hinges on the truth. That's why Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. But yet the resurrection of a man raising from the dead is easily to be an unbelieving story. And the world would love to convince you that the evidence is not there, that there truly was not a resurrection. But my soul demands that I have the convincing evidence, because my soul must rely upon the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And not only are we going to be dealing with the convincing of the disciples, but I want to deal later on with my own personal conviction and my evidence of my own resurrection. But notice what Luke said in chapter 1 of the book of Acts and verse 3. To also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs. Now, if you would go to the dictionary and look up the word infallible, you would find that here is its meaning. That cannot be made a mistake or is never wrong. Professor Brooke Foss Westcott said this, taking all the evidence together, there is no historical evidence more supporting than the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I stated last week that Billy Graham said the core of Christianity was the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He said Jesus Christ is the door into which we all must pass to get to God and to the Father. I read from a book from Mr. McDowell. Mr. McDowell, in a message that he wrote in this book, would a person die for a lie? Listen to what he said. Now, if the resurrection didn't take place, the disciples knew it, I find no way to demonstrate that they could have been deceived. Therefore, these 11 men not only died for a lie, but here's the catch. But they knew it was a lie. It would be hard to find 11 people in history who would die for a lie knowing that it was a lie. So this morning, there is convincing evidence. There was an empty tomb. The story has been told that the disciples and the women came to the wrong tomb. If they came to the wrong tomb, then also the soldiers were asleep at the wrong tomb. If they came to the wrong tomb, then the angel made a mistake and also went to the wrong tomb. But this morning, there are many infallible proofs according to the Scripture, and my life and my soul hinges upon the truth. Acts 2 and 24. Notice what Peter said on that great day of the Pentecost. When he preached, men and brethren, he talked about the life, the death, and the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said in Acts 24, chapter 2, verse 24, him, Jesus, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, for it was not possible that he, Jesus, should be holding to that. You see, it was so convincing on the day of Pentecost. When Peter preached that great sermon, said, this is that which was prophesied by the prophet Joel, said in the last days that God would pour out of his Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters would prophesy. Young men would have visions, old men would have dreams. And then he inserted the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the message that he preached was so convincing that 3,000 people believed in the resurrection of Jesus Christ and were added to the church that very day. Peter makes his way on down to the house of Cornelius. After the Holy Spirit had convinced him on a rooftop by dream, because Peter, being the arrogant Jew that he was, he thought it was not possible that he would have to go into the way of the Gentile, but God convinced him on the rooftop that there was a messenger coming from Cornelius' house, and he was to go to Cornelius' house, and there he is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Sure enough, a knock comes on the door, and they came in, and Peter accepted their coming and went with them to the house of Cornelius. He began to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Again, he preached the life and the death and the burial. But notice what he said in Acts 10 and 40. Him, Jesus, God raised up on the third day and showed him openly. And Cornelius, according to the Bible, his entire house was one to the Lord. They were one to the Lord because they were thoroughly convinced of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's why Paul said, if there be no resurrection, then my preaching is in vain. And I must, as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I must be convinced beyond the shadow of a doubt. I cannot lead you to Christ, I cannot lead you to the way of the resurrection, unless I believe the resurrection myself. Because I believe in the resurrected Lord. I believe that He rose again on the third day. And my soul hinges and is thoroughly convinced that He did raise on the third day. Notice in verse
3. Where gates of pearl swing open wide, and when I pass this veil of sorrow, I'll camp upon the new side. Someday beyond the reach of mortal kin, someday God only knows just where and when, the thrills of mortal life shall all stand still, and I shall go to dwell on Zion. Someday I'll hear the angels singing beyond the shadows of the tomb, and all the bells of heaven ringing, and saints are shouting, home sweet home. Someday the dark clouds will be lifted, and all the gloom of night be past, and all life's burdens will be lifted, the day of rest shall come at last. Someday beyond the reach of mortal kin, someday God only knows just where and when, the wheels of mortal life shall all stand still, and I shall go to dwell on Zion.
Okay, that was Clyde Murphy in the trio, and I really appreciate them. Clyde's going home with the Lord, and I don't know how many is living now, but anyhow, I want to do that. I like Clyde. He was a singing coal miner, and he went to Salem and done that tape. And Irvin Sharp, whom I know there in Salem, Virginia, living in Roanoke, I knew him several years, and Clyde went there and did that tape. And I'm so glad I found it. I wished I had, if God is dead, who's this living in my heart? That's the one that I always love to hear him sing. But anyhow, I'm glad for you. I appreciate the cards. I appreciate the birthday offerings and everything that you sent. And this is Martha. Martha went home with the Lord on the 25th. So let's remember her and what she meant to this ministry. Father, we're thankful that you've given me the ministry, Lord, that I have. For these many years I've been preaching the gospel, Lord, telling people about Jesus Christ. But one day I'll go home to be with the Lord. And I know it is appointed unto man once to die, but after death, the judgment. But thank God I'll not stand in judgment because my sins have been forgiven. And I pray, Lord, for that one that's seeking you right now, that needs salvation. God, our world and our country is in such a terrible condition, and shootings in schools and the teachers on strike and the bus drivers and all that. Lord, we pray that this will be settled, and Lord, that we will combine our hearts together, and together we stand, but divided we fall. We become a divided nation. And Lord, I pray for this nation. I pray for my unseen audience. I pray that they're praying for me right now. Well, I appreciate you. I appreciate Carol Ann. Hope they're doing well. I appreciate everybody. I appreciate old Bobby Coulter sending me that tape he sent me. And that card he sent me. He always sends me a good card. And I appreciate you, Bobby. I appreciate you and Alicia and sending what you've meant to me down through the years. So goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
I've had a hard road to travel in this world.
You can write to me, Box 2642, Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. I'm sorry. Goodbye, be good. May God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
When I stand before the judgment,
this is all I can say.
Lord, I've been a hard-working pilgrim on the way. Don't know how to preach a sermon or to even make a start. But I'm a God-fearing Christian, with an humble heart. When my work on earth is ended, this is all I can say.